The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Divas Show with the Dr. Divas themselves. If you have questions about your relationships, career, home life, or finances, you've come to the right place. Now, here are the Dr. Divas themselves, Dr. Rhonda, Dr. Pamela, and Dr. Sony.
Welcome to the Dr. Divas Show. I am Dr. Pamela. I have here with me Dr. Rhonda and Dr. Sony.
Good morning, America.
Yes, we are with Voice America's Empowerment Channel. We couldn't be more excited. Welcome to our inaugural show. Today, we are talking about, what are we talking about, ladies?
We're kicking it off with a bang. This is our first show. This is Dr. Sony. And for our first show, we've decided to start spicy.
Yes.
Go big or go home.
Side chick phenomenon.
Side chick phenomenon. We're talking about the side chick.
Yes. Are you a side chick?
The side dudes.
Yeah. Well, that's for another show.
We can bring them in too. Yeah. If you're a side dude, feel free to call in.
That's yes. Right.
By the way, our call-in number is 1-888-346-9141. So if you want to join in on the conversation, please do give us a call. Our website is www.drdivasshow.com, and that's with doctor spelled out. And check us out also on Twitter at @dr_divas.
On Facebook, /Dr. Divas. So, you know, go either one.
We're anywhere. Google us, you'll find us.
So, I'm excited.
Yes.
I mean,
the side chick phenomenon is such a, it's all over. I mean, it's always been on TV and in radio, mm-hmm. but it's like nowadays, we are really seeing a whole lot of side chicks.
Yeah. Well, and let me just say, for those of you who are not up on urban vernacular.
Yes, we have to clarify.
The side chick is also known as the mistress, the other woman, the other lady, that hussy.
Right.
That
yes.
tramp.
We've got all kinds of names.
Yeah. I could keep going on.
And it's so funny how that's what they are when that side chick ain't you. When
that's
side
right.
chick is you, it's like, well, you know, I'm just getting mine.
That's right. Right.
I understand. That. I'm just hustling.
He needs me.
Right. Well, you know, there's social media. There's actually dating websites. There, mm-hmm. the web is one of the best places we can go nowadays if we want to be a side chick.
Yes.
If we want to. So Victoria Milan actually has a website where it is specifically for meeting somebody so that you can cheat secretly and discreet.
Did you go to it?
Not yet.
I went to it. I will admit. I went to it out of curiosity.
Well, of course. Out of curiosity.
Of course. I would never go to it for any other
You don't have
reason.
An account.
I don't have an account. I did not create an account. But I was, you know, very curious about it. And I went to the site and I thought, oh my gosh, there's an app for that.
There is an app for that.
Yeah. These sites have actually been around a very long time. I'm sure this one is, just more up to date, but I've heard about these sites like a few years ago where, you know, you can go on and hook up with somebody, whether it's a long term or short term, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you?
Specifically married men. Like this
That's
is
right.
one, this is actually a site where you can find someone to cheat with.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yep, and it says thousands of married and attached seeking discreet affair. Victoria Milan is specifically designed for men and women who are currently in a relationship but seek something more.
Let me give the disclaimer. The Dr. Divas Show does not condone anyone going to this site. So while you guys
right.
are listening and you're trying to bring it up on your phone, don't get caught. She don't have anything on there for you.
It's cheaper to keep her, believe me.
But hey, I'm not placing judgment.
I'm
you know,
not
if that's
judgment.
What you're
I'm just saying if you get caught going on this
right.
site, do not come
it's
back
not
to
us.
The Dr. Divas Show and say, we told
us.
You to do it because
yep.
we are not. But if you are thinking about doing it, the site is completely private. private and anonymous.
Yes. Yes. So why is this even necessary, though? I mean, you know, the old school cheating was just kind of, you know, I guess we got to get high tech with it.
But
and everything else is high tech.
Technology has made everything easy. Everything's more accessible. So, hey, why not?
Well, I actually saw a special about this on TV where they said why. And they basically, you know, was like, well, this is kind of my way to release and my way to have, you know, people are already doing it. So right. Why not make it easier? Why not?
And then I can see the profile. Oh, I get to choose. I mean, it's so many extra perks that comes with having a site, right? You get the left swipe, right swipe, whatever you want to do.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, and then there's, you know, people use Match and all those other sites to cheat too. So
yeah,
why do
that's
we need,
so true.
You know.
And see, yeah, so I guess this makes it easier.
I guess so, because it is discreet.
For those of you that would like to chime in on your experience with the website where you can find someone that you can cheat with, please call 888-346-9141. Bring your drama to us. And we'll listen to
it. Yes, and have an alias and disguise your voice.
Yes.
Because we don't want anybody
to be responsible.
Or don't. We're all friends here. I'm always up on good gossip.
All right. So Women's Health Magazine also wrote an article about the new adulteress.
Really?
Yes.
What is the new adulteress?
How to be a mistress. The image of the new mistress.
Well, I bet you that would be a bestseller if it was a book.
I know, but you know, it's really glamorized in the media, so it brings on a different look, right?
Yeah.
So you know, so there are guides out there and people are researching this thing. How do I become the best mistress I can be?
Well, do you know, I typed it in Google and there's actually Wikipedia.
oh, really?
Yes, it's on WikiHow.
Oh, really? Wow. Wow. Well, you know, long gone are the days of mistresses being, known as being lonely, unintelligent, desperate. I think now mistresses have more control over the relationship. And hey,
yeah.
Do they?
Well,
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on how slick and how savvy that mistress is. You know, so if we look at different, you know, there's examples of shows that Scandal. There's a lot of arguments about who is the, you know,
one in control.
Who is really, you know, is it Melly? Is it Olivia Pope? You know, who really has the control?
I love me some Scandal.
So I love me some Scandal
you,
too.
You don't even talk about
tonight.
They're not mistresses.
Tonight. Well, I mean, and in some of the how to's, I mean, I'm seeing, you know, question your motives very carefully. You know, what are you in it for?
Yeah.
You know, be discreet. Obviously.
Well, you know, that's the problem, though, because I think that, you know, when it comes to how to be a mistress, one would think that discretion is number one. However, we've seen some highly publicized mistresses.
Yes.
And today's mistress is no longer keeping it discreet. I mean, we remember Donald Sterling.
Right.
His mistress
yep.
came out.
Well, and that's an excellent example of somebody who was in it for something, you know, she was in control.
We're going to talk about that later on the show, that because there's some psychology behind those types of things. And I actually have gotten four types of mistresses. So,
gosh, we have got to hear this.
So, we're going to talk about who she is. But, you know, but there are some highly publicized mistresses and who've been in the media.
And they don't keep it discreet. They put it out
there. Well, the difference between us and A-listers is, you know, when celebrities cheat, it's newsworthy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you get money and
yes.
you get hush money and
book deals.
You even get to be in Time magazine. Do you know they published an article on the top 10 mistresses?
What?
Yes, and they have them all listed out.
Wow.
Some are from Tiger Woods' bag.
Oh, my gosh.
From his bag.
I get so disgusted every time. He's like Tiger Woods.
Some are from, you know, other people's bags. Senators, winner.
Yeah. Well, so what makes them the top 10? Is it?
Because they cheated with celebrities.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, I hope they got
high
something
profile.
Out of it.
Yeah, and we have some famous mistresses. Marilyn Monroe, probably one of the most famous.
Yeah,
and we got Monica Lewinsky. In her case, I don't see what she got out of that. I mean,
did
it really just kind of...
She got a reality show for like...
For
2 seconds?
10 minutes?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know what it was. I've never seen that one.
She got a permanent place in history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, another how to be a mistress, be prepared to have to work harder than his wife to hold on to him. Well, dang, is it worth it?
Yeah. But you're working in a different way.
Yeah, it's the fun way.
This is true.
Yeah,
that, the fun way.
That worked, I'm not sure. I mean, it still works.
It's not hard, right, though.
But it's, I don't know. But, you know, let's talk about it. Because, you know, the mistresses that we've seen are very much publicized. I mean, you talked about Scandal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes. I love Annalise.
Yes.
I don't understand her methods.
So what are the, okay, so like even How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, I missed one last night, Empire.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
So these are,
and she's being the side chick to her own ex-husband.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how that
like,
works.
How does that work? I was like,
are you a mistress? Because you were the first.
Right, how does that work?
So I'm not sure how that works, but it does beg the question, are we glorifying the mistresses in the media?
Well, are there consequences? I mean, when there are no consequences and you get all the glory and you're beautiful and your life is just like, I mean, being Mary Jane is another example.
Yes.
You know, on the exterior, her life is awesome. She's got this amazing mm-hmm. house and job and everything. But what I love about that show is they're showing all the crap. They're showing her misery and they're yes. showing her pain.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't see that a lot.
No,
on,
you don't.
On a lot of these
because
shows.
That's what I was about to say, that I love the fact that they give you a realistic picture of, you know, what most women are really experiencing. And that's the loneliness.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And being on either side.
Yep. Yeah.
Because I think, like, even with Scandal and then How to Get Away with Murder, also, they're showing the mistresses who have the control seem to be the loneliest
yes.
people. They're just as lonely as the main wife. Like, Millie right. is lonely, yeah. and so is Olivia.
Yeah. You but know? I wonder if people get that. So when they're watching it, I mean, I see the loneliness. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, well, clearly they're not happy. But I wonder if when people are watching, do they see that side of it? Or are they focusing only on the glory?
Yeah. I don't know, think anyone
those
else
hot
is
sex
seeing
scenes.
It.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's seeing that part of it either.
I hope people are, because there's two sides to that.
Yeah. Because those scenes are pretty juicy. I'm like, well, dang. If that's what it's like.
That's why it's on TV, and that's why Dr. Sony watches it. So keep it coming.
Yeah, because that passion last night on Empire.
Don't
like,
tell
woo!
Me I missed it.
There
don't
was some passion.
You.
Passion,
yeah,
man.
Really? All I know is that Lucius did not have ALS since he smashed cookies.
No more issues.
He sure didn't.
I
he
haven't
sure
seen any
didn't.
Issues since they had that move.
That is so true.
So maybe. Maybe so, some healing properties in
right.
the side chicks.
But some of the things I'm seeing, though, with these side chicks is that they have multiple, they're side chicks to multiple people.
Boy,
it's
yeah.
not just, you know, one. I mean, they've got, you know, look at Olivia. She's got Fitz. She's got Jake.
Yep. She had that senator.
She had the senator, mm-hmm. you know. And so I don't know what that's called. If I mean, if that's just side chick or if that's just you just getting yours. You just
well, we know
doing
what that's
what
called.
Got.
Come on, Dr. Pam, stop.
Well, I think it's kind of like if you're a side chick, there's no honor among thieves. And so I don't think there's the honor yeah. amongst side chicks. I mean, like, you know, they're seeking love.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they're seeking it from one person. Otherwise, you'd be married.
Are they seeking love? I mean, that's a really good thing to consider, because there are a lot of people who say, I'm just doing it just to get mine. I'm just doing it because, you know, I'm taking care of me, you know. So
there is one type. But I think underneath all of that, I mean, the sense of love and belonging, everybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we all want that one person we can come home to, that one person that satisfies all our needs. But sometimes it's just not the deal you're given. You know, you have to mess with the junk before you find the treasure.
Do we really want that? I would love for you all to call in, because I hear so many conflicting stories, and I don't know if it's just a front, but we're going to go to break soon, and we're going to go to break now. But I want you all to call in 888-346-9141. Do you want love? Do you want just a kind of a little booty? Give us a call, and we would love to hear what you have to say. And so we will be back after the break.
And when we get back, I'm going to talk about the four types of side chick.
All right.
That way you'll know which category you fall into.
You see.
So make sure you come back to us.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you ready for a health, life, and empowerment show in one? Then be sure to listen every week for Living Well with Ann Beale. Ann takes her long-running TV show to the Internet Talk Radio airwaves with guest experts and insight designed to help you live a healthy and successful life. By hearing from the experts and those who have found success, our goal is that you too will be motivated to do the same. Living Well with Ann Beale can be heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Domestic violence and abuse are experienced by both men and women in everyday life. If you have experienced abuse, know that you're not alone on your journey. Listen for Abuse Survival Stories presents I Reclaim My Voice with co-hosts Reese Zigazaga and Denise Watkus. We'll speak with survivors who have emerged safe and victorious and who are passionate about helping others reclaim their voices. Tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Divas Show. You are with Dr. Sony, Dr. Pam, and Dr. Rhonda, and not in that order.
Whatever order you like.
Whatever order you want to put them in. We would love for to hear from you. We are, just call in. We're here. The number is 888-346-9141, 888-346-9141. We're going to tweet that number out as well as Facebook it and put it on our social media. For those of you who did not get it, we're back.
Yes, and it's also on our webpage. If you go to Listen Live, you'll see that number there on our website, drdivasshow.com.
So we are talking about the side chick and the whole side chick phenomenon. So we're here to talk about your relationship, career, and peace of mind. So for the next couple of minutes, we're actually going to talk about that. So Dr. Pam.
Yes. Can you imagine that being a side chick or having a side chick can actually affect your relationship?
Well, Dr. Pam's our relationship expert. So tell us, Dr. Pam.
Yes. Well, and you know, the thing about it, the social media, the rise of the social media is actually making it a lot easier to cheat. It's making it something that's just kind of convenient. It's at the simple click of a button. You know, you want to go find you somebody. You know, people are doing it on Facebook and Twitter. In fact, this is hilarious. I was on our Twitter page and somebody followed us and I decided to follow back, but I usually look at their page before I follow back. And the last tweet that was on his page said, "For all of you hoes out there who I have been flirting with and saying I'm going to sleep with and showing my parts to, I want you to know that I have a girlfriend and I've been with her for a year and we now live together." And I thought,
ouch.
That man didn't write that.
No, he
who
didn't.
Do you think wrote that?
No. He totally got hacked by his boo.
He got hacked.
Oh, yeah. Definitely hacked.
And I read the responses, and folks were like, "Ooh, you got caught. You got caught." I mean, it was, it's not hilarious, but it was kind of hilarious. So,
it is hilarious.
Poor guy, poor girl, whatever. But it was, you know, but that's what I'm saying. And it's so easy to do on social media. And we hear about it all the time. We get inboxes. I'm sure all three of us have gotten special inboxes.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yes.
and it's never from a successful. I mean, Denzel hasn't inboxed me yet. It's always from the guy that's
coming
like with one tooth. That's like, you won't be my friend.
I don't know, lately I've been getting the older Caucasian guys. Hi, you're beautiful.
And you just say thank you.
I throw up the peace sign.
Well, at least they're complimenting you. They're asking me to help them with some money. So, you know, I mean, what else? How else does it affect your relationship? And just kind of, this is a prelude to what we're going to talk about as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, people are making social media agreements, you know, and so it's kind of like, well, we have an understanding that we are not necessarily doing this out in the open, but mm-hmm. we're going to be discreet about this. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot of that, but obviously when that trust factor is broken, it's really hard to get that back. And what you see a lot as a result are some paranoid people who are just like, you know, I'm going to make sure I have your password. I'm going to make sure you have this and that. And personally, that's not what I want in a relationship for myself.
No,
you know,
right,
if I can't trust, you know, why be in it? And a key question is, if a relationship is unsatisfying, you know, why stay? From both perspectives, if you find that somebody is not trustworthy, why are you there? Mm-hmm. And if you find that you're just not happy and you're to the point where you actually need to go out, then why stay? And so those are really important questions to ask.
Okay. Cool. I think you should ask those questions
before
you decide to be a side chick.
Well, we all know that being a side chick, this stuff, it happens in the workplace. It happens there more so than anywhere else. And I can't wait till we get the opportunity to discuss even more, you know, like why these things happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I definitely already know why, because people spend more time in the workplace as opposed to being at home. For the most part, you spend a big chunk of your time. I mean, some people work 60 hours, so guess who they're with? Somebody else and not their wives or spouses or girlfriends.
Well, for some people, it's an escape, you know?
Yeah.
I want to go to work so I can get away from
what's
going on at home.
Some people work every day, all day.
All night.
So what are you saying? The actual job is their side chick?
That's right. The job and the chicks that are there on their teams.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and that's another thing. I've had plenty of people kind of try to hit on me at work, you know, in not saying my current job, but you know, but it's happened.
Especially since your current job is us.
Well, they have tried to hit on me several times.
She is my boo.
I'm putting it out there right now. Stop
it. If you want to get promoted, Dr. Pam, you know what to do.
That's right. That's right. And that does happen. It does happen. So.
Well, you know, that begs the question, and this is something that I promised you guys I would talk to. Why do women choose to be a side chick? And who are these women? So, here we go.
I'd love to hear this.
I have four types of mistresses or four types of side chick. And this is not just me. This actually came from Dr. Lawrence Joseph, who's a professor at Adelphi University, Derner Institute of Advanced Psychological Studies.
Okay.
Now, the titles are mine. The research
claim them.
Yeah,
the
claim them.
So the first one is the accidental side chick.
Mm, okay.
They date a man they didn't know is in a committed relationship. So mm-hmm. there are some mistresses out there who actually think that the man is single. Then you have the psychological gamer. This is the woman who actively seeks a married man for the excitement, and they view it as competition with the wife or the girlfriend.
Okay.
So they have no intention on becoming a wife. They're not competing for the man necessarily. They see themselves as in competition with the wife. So once they get the man, they tend to move on to another man.
Interesting.
Hmm. So they're in it for the excitement.
Okay.
Then you have the victim mentality mistress. This side chick, she unconsciously enters these relationships to reaffirm her belief that she doesn't deserve better. And so you hear, well, I had two kids at a young age, and he's not going to want me because of this or that. So they don't think that they can get any better than a married man.
Wow, that's deep.
And then you have, this is my favorite, you have the successful mistress, or what I dub the mistresspreneur.
Okay.
I like those
names.
These
are what we're seeing on TV, I'm thinking.
No, because they become the wife.
Oh.
That's why they're successful. They end up as they start off as the mistress, but they get the man to fall in love, and they eventually become the wife. So they seek out to be with the man, and they get him.
Wow, that is interesting.
And isn't that what I hear a lot of them think is going to happen.
Yeah, everybody tries to be the successful mistress. Everybody wants to be the mistresspreneur. But they don't realize that less than 1% of those mistresses end up becoming successful.
Right.
Well, so what makes them different? What's the difference between the ones who actually make it happen and the ones who are just kind of the pathetic, I'm just going to hang on for 20 years. Sorry if I'm calling you pathetic out there, but what's the difference?
Well, the difference is the game. The difference is the game. The difference is what are you? And what's your end game? For those who are the psychological gamers, they don't care. That's not what they're in for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're that person that's in for it to become a wife, then you have to understand that there are some risks involved.
Yeah.
And that there's a low percentage that you're going to become the wife.
Wow.
So those are my four types of mistresses. So when you call in, understand that if you are a side chick, then you're probably in one of those
boards. We need to post those on our our site.
Yeah, we're going to have to post those really for sure on our site. That's really interesting. I'm fascinated. It's almost like the person who's the aspiring pro basketball player, you know, there's 1% or something really low that's actually going to happen. So you've got to have other options, just like the aspiring basketball player, aspiring rock star, you need some other options.
Amen.
Because it might not happen for you.
Yes, you do. You need other options, because if you're trying to get him to marry you, it's happened. It's happened. But you know, people have said they've seen Bigfoot. I still haven't.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I think what's also interesting is that whole element of power that the mistress has. And this is, you know, some people are driven by the power. And I think one of those, and I can't remember which one of those, fall
the
into
gamer.
That. The gamer. Yes. And there's different types of ways that they use the power. So they have the power to humiliate the wife being cheated on. Some people get such a thrill out of that.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to call the wife. I'm going to. Cheaters. So I watched an episode of Cheaters recently.
Isn't it great?
It's
so raunchy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, who does this? But her whole thing was more humiliating the wife than it was about, because for me personally, you know, she was messing around with somebody who was married. She didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I found out, my thing is, okay, well, I'm moving on. But her thing was, I'm going to make wifey look real bad.
Yeah.
And I think people do that. You know, they do that because they know I'm the one with the egg on my face, for real.
Yes.
You know, the mistress. You do that, you know, just because, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes you feel good to do that to somebody else.
Because you're already feeling bad.
Right.
You
already
crappy.
Feel bad. You know, you're not going to have the guy. So what else is there to do?
Right. Yeah, well, and they also have power over the man that she loves in some ways, depending on, you know, because she knows that all she has to do is tell it, and, you know, he's in trouble. And then sharing images and pictures and posts online to humiliate the person, you know. And so there's a lot of ways that they demonstrate their power, and it can certainly go both ways, you know. Certainly and it's not really a gender thing, because men and women cheat, but the person, the cheater, also can exert power over the cheatee, and the cheatee has some elements of power over the cheater.
You know,
it's just an interesting dynamic there.
Yes.
So,
well, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about when we get back is what I found interesting is most women first cheat with someone at work. So Dr. Rhonda, who's our career expert, can talk about that.
Yes, can't wait.
I can't wait for that.
The wrong places. I got to be looking at work.
That's right.
It worked.
You work with us. Again, Dr. Pam.
Again.
Dang it.
Again, Dr. Pam, you're kind of looking in the wrong places because you work with us. We're not the ones that you should probably look to at work.
We can talk about that during the break. We might have to work something out.
I have nothing for you.
All right.
Over here. Maybe our producers. I won't call them out. But when we get back, make sure you hit us up. Call us at 888-346-9141. 888-346-9141. And this is the Dr. Diva Show, and we are the Dr. Divas.
And we'll be back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
When
you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Now on Voice America.
The road you travel in life is never a straight line. It's more like running around in circles, which is not a problem when you make Richard Flint a part of your world. When you're standing next to Richard, you begin to see a lot less confusion and a whole lot more clarity. Things just start falling into place.
Every Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
The power to be with Richard Flint.
Join us, and more power to you.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back, and we are the Dr. Divas, and we are here discussing the side chick phenomenon, and it has been some great conversation going on.
Yes, absolutely.
So far, Dr. Sony, you got to publish those types of mistresses. I like that.
I just sent it out to book. Get published.
You did? All right.
I sent it out to our awesome, awesome interns for the Dr. Divas
show.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, we love our interns.
Our interns are just amazing. I want to give a shout out to Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey.
Kelsey developed the treatment for this show. So the information that you are hearing, she developed. So
awesome job, Kelsey.
And she's posting on social media, so make sure you say hi to Kelsey, as well as Evan, who is out there posting to social media. So
Evan.
Kelsey, thank you. And then we want to give a special, special shout out to the man, the legend, who developed the music to Dr. Divas Show. That you just heard, and that is the legendary Chubb Rock.
All right.
Go,
yeah. Go Chubster.
Go.
I love him.
Mr. Treat Him Right.
That's Dr. Rhonda Chubb Rock. I hope you're listening. I love you.
Treat Him Right means don't have a side chick.
Yes. Mr. Treat Him Right means don't have a side chick. So, yeah, we wanted to make sure that we give them their
absolutely
props.
Two thumbs up with a snap. I wish y'all could see me. So, we are discussing the side chick phenomenon. And now we're going to move into the workplace aspect of it. And I want a drum roll, because did you guys know that this is where most of the cheating takes place at first? This is
I'm
the workplace.
I'm not totally surprised.
Well, you know, you spend more time at work than you do at home.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, those little glances.
I know, the little brush up.
I dropped my pencil.
I really like the pants you're wearing.
I need to
today.
Talk to you one-on-one, right? The one-on-one. So, yes, it is the glares. It's the stares. It's the late nights in the office.
Ooh.
I got to work late.
Uh-oh.
12 midnight.
That's a nice desk you got
there.
You hear
the crickets when you say, oh, my husband's working late. To 1 a.m., crickets. Chicken, right?
Yep.
Right.
The overnight business trips.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're gone for a long time, like, right?
Don't say that, because we just spent a week in Tampa.
We did.
I know, they were living it
up. That was a week-long business trip. It sure was. It was awesome.
Dr. Stone, she was straight. She was straight. So I saw them. I was following them. I was watching them.
Yes.
And then the casual one-on-one meetings, you know, with people that you're possibly attracted to. You know, it's kind of funny how these things happen, but, you know, these relationships, they actually can mature into something very serious. And this ends up causing conflict in the workplace. So, you know, especially if the relationship goes south,
right?
So you have the conflict of interest. You know, you got the people getting the promotion and they shouldn't. So you got your employees, they fussing. She don't do her work. She's not good. And you got people complaining.
She's got cleavage all over the
place. Yeah, and that's why she got a promotion. She's not smart.
Is that wrong?
I don't know sometimes. I say use what you got sometimes.
I'm trying to get my promotion in here with some cleavage.
It's working, Dr. Pam.
How do you think I got my PhD?
Hello.
Okay. I studied very hard.
She studied real hard.
It increases legal liability, right? So say if you got a crazy spouse, you're cheating with somebody at your job, the spouse rolls up on the scene, I want XY, come on out here. I'm taking off my earrings. I'm about to beat somebody down.
Man, can I tangent on that just for a second?
Sure.
The crazy spouse. Like, are we not afraid, or is the side chick not afraid of the crazy spouse or the crazy? There's crazy people out
there. Crazy people.
I think that's a risk that they take. I mean, because you have to understand that when you play that game, that game can end in death.
In death. There's a reason why there's such a thing as crimes of passion that people get off for.
And I mean, you never know the toll that it's going to take on the person.
Man.
You know, you could be a normal person, but man, you talk about cheating, I think I go into a twitch, right? I'm like, boy, I will hurt you up in here.
But think
I will go straight gangsta.
You don't know who has what.
That's right.
And what they're dealing with and what, man,
that's right.
And how they grew up. You know, I had somebody once tell me that their ex-husband had their mother was killed by her husband. I'm like, well, damn. I mean, if that's in you, I'm not messing with that.
I've been told that. I will kill you.
Right.
And I think he's crazy.
That's
He'll
a little
do
too
it.
Close to home.
And it also decreases productivity in the workplace. I can believe that. You know, so if I'm mad at my my mate, I'm not going to turn in that report on time. You know, I'm going to throw stuff around.
But if it's going really well, you might turn in a really good report.
Oh, I'll do some work and then some if it's going well. But
it works opposite with me. You need another one done?
Oh,
Mr. Smith? Can we work on that together?
You know? Right. So, you know, and like I said, the crushes, you know, they turn into something more sometimes. And, you know, we just have to be very careful with how we monitor and govern ourselves in the workplace.
Yeah.
You know, you have to set boundaries. I think that a person needs to be afraid of what they would lose. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I cheat, I'm going to lose this. So I'm putting it back on the person at home. You need to become that person that your spouse is afraid of losing.
I think you're right. I don't think people weigh the options enough and realistically that you can engage in cheating. And, and, you know, we jest about it, but there are some consequences to that.
Serious
and I think if you decide to do that, you really need to be self-aware and have a discussion with yourself about, you know, if this goes bad, here's what I stand to lose.
Right.
Here's what I stand to gain. And your gain column better be way longer than your loss column.
Exactly.
That sounds a lot like motivational interviewing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do that?
Hey, that's good.
I can't turn it off.
Right. And then, you know, you got to face your kids, you know.
Well, that's the thing.
If you have kids, most times people have kids. And I just think that for me, that would be the worst detriment for my kids to know that I've done something, you know, like that to their father.
Yes.
So I just think that those things are very, you know, very crucial to the relationship. So,
well, it looks like we have a caller. We have Keisha on the line. Keisha?
Hi, Dr. Divas. How are you?
Hey, Keisha.
Hi,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the state of sunshine and shorts, California.
Going back to California. What's up, Keisha? What say you?
You know what? I have been enjoying you guys' show. I'm enjoying the topic. I am not a side chick.
Uh-huh.
What?
That's right. That's right.
But when you mentioned Chub Rock, I thought about it. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I think that this whole side chick phenomenon thing, it's going on because, I mean, it's just a lack of commitment. Like, people just go into relationships and marriages thinking that that's, like, an option. And, like, you know, if I'm not happy at home, then, yeah, I'll just go ahead and get a side chick. And you're absolutely right. Social media, it makes it so hard to track it because there are, like, many, many sites. So, it's a full-time job if you're, like, trying to track your spouse down, trying to cheat. You got, like, 10, 11 sites. I can't do my work and try to keep you from not having a side chick and then trying to find you with the side chick. So I think it's just the foundation that we have. Like, normally when you go into relationships and marriages and things like that, you're going in with, like, it's me and you, boo, and we're going to work this out. If there are any problems, you can come to me. I'm here. Let's communicate. No matter what it is, let's talk about it. But that just doesn't seem to be there anymore. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I mean, you're keeping it real, 100%. Right. And you know, if more women did that, we would really think twice about being a side chick.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we really thank you for your call, Keisha.
Thanks for calling,
California.
But before I go, I do want y'all to know it is dangerous out there being a side chick.
Yes.
It's a lot of don't let me catch you in the street, women out there.
What?
Hello.
What? Because I can go from Dr. Sony to Shaniqua in 30 seconds.
That's right.
You mess with my husband, you didn't cut.
Told y'all I get a crazy stare. What?
Right.
What?
Right.
Kill somebody.
Thank you for that.
I'm loving your show, ladies, and I will be tuning in.
Thank you.
Awesome. Tell your friends.
Tell a family, tell a side chick.
Peace out.
Talk to you guys later. Have a great day.
Bye.
So, I mean, she had some great points. You really have to be careful because it is a dangerous game.
It is. And we see it on the reality shows, but that doesn't even show you how bad it really can get. No. You know, they do little cat bites and, ooh, I'm going to pull your hair.
Yeah. That's not real.
No.
It gets worse than that.
And I have to tell you, there is a myth to being a side chick. Do you know that most people think that the side chick is actually pretty?
Oh, you know, I've seen that, though.
I mean,
I'm like, ooh.
Like, all the ones on TV are pretty.
Yeah, but even there's a mentality and that the mistress has to be attractive, or at least if you're the married woman.
Man.
What do you say if you cheat on me? And I'm telling you, my husband out there, Cola Akinlade, if you cheat on me, she better be
the whole
cuter.
Name.
She better be cute.
The whole
she better be
name.
Cute.
And she better have money.
Well, if she got money, then, you know, work that
out. We might work that out.
If she got money, then you don't have to end it right now.
Just keep it on a low low and bring the money
I'm
in.
I'm okay with that. But the thing is that even if you're the most attractive woman, you can get cheated on. So there's two sides to that. Halle Berry.
I was wondering, is she crazy?
She's a bombshell.
Hello.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Dr. Pamela. Shoot. Dr. Pamela's a bombshell. And
you got cheated
on. Yep.
Well, we don't have to hear about that when we get back.
Yeah, that's right. Read my book.
We don't have enough time in this segment to go through that.
Go through my therapy.
Right.
I need a little therapy.
To go through her book.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that there is a myth. Side chicks aren't pretty. And I'm just going to put it out there. Dr. Sony said it. Monica Lewinsky.
And she dropped the mic.
I ain't.
Well, the headset. Drop
whatever she on.
Mic.
I am not.
She
scared.
Is pretty to somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, pretty doesn't matter if
they're giving them what they
I'm just,
are missing.
Yeah, I was. You I kept it clean.
That's what it is.
I was
yeah, because I see.
It
yeah. I saw it. I was like, let me, clean it up.
There's a newness about it. New body, new face, new source of attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, most guys don't even care where it comes
from.
They
don't care.
So
wow.
It doesn't matter, ladies. If you think you're so gorgeous and you got it so going on that he's not cheating on you, think again. You better keep coming with different stuff.
Way to make us paranoid, Dr. Sony. And we're going to go to break with that.
Yep.
And we will be back.
You're listening to the Dr. Divas.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
When is the last time you saw sparkles of life in your day? Each day holds a treasure, the extra in the ordinary. It is too easy to miss them because they're familiar and we take them for granted. If you want to add sparkle to your day, listen to Mighty Gems, spotlighting everyday jewels with Dee Lee. She offers a new way to view the world and to discover your own mighty gems in daily life. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. You have the power within to achieve anything, be it wealth, balance in your life, getting over your fears and roadblocks, and creating a positive impact on the world. Let Darvi Mack show you how on the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. Darvi will bring you the tools and tips that you need to make it all happen with engaging guests and topics that will help you make your dreams come true. The Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show is heard live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to the Dr. Divas Show with Dr. Pamela, Dr. Sony, and Dr. Rhonda. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to questions at drdivasshow.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Keep the doctor job.
We're loving the music.
We're loving the music. Otherwise, you would have to hear us.
Yes, because we would have to sing it ourselves.
Not a good thing.
Well, now we're going to get into a little bit of girl talk.
Girl talk.
Hey.
So we're about to break it down and make it real for you guys.
Yes.
And, you know, before I break it down.
Break it down.
In my break it down voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am really a doctor. But right now I'm your friend. So here we go. A female who knowingly becomes a mistress most likely has been cheated on in a previous relationship or probably had a father that cheated or a father figure that cheated.
Interesting.
So they tend to assume all men cheat. So from that assumption and that thought, they usually take it a step further in believing that, well, women can play the game too. Mm-hmm. How many of you guys have heard, well, men cheat, so we can do it too.
Yeah. Right. I've heard I'm going to get mine.
Not necessarily. So typically someone's had something that happened to them. But the interesting thing is the man that women typically go after. So women, if you're out there and you're thinking, I wonder if my man is cheating on you. Well, statistically, alpha males are more likely to be targets of female mate poaching than less successful men.
I can see that.
Yeah.
See that.
So if your man is not doing anything and he's laying on the couch and he's spending
that,
you're good.
He's spending your money.
Unless the woman's super desperate.
He ain't doing a dang old thing.
Yeah.
You can rest.
You're good.
They're not going after your man. So stop checking his phone.
Yeah.
Because he's not getting he's not getting any messages.
Percentage.
And if he is getting messages, if he is cheating on you and he ain't got nothing going for him, he ain't got a job, you need to really check yourself.
You need to evaluate.
And take the get out of jail free card.
Just go.
Go. Because there's no help for you.
Yeah.
But for those of you women out there who's got very successful husbands or very successful partners, men or women, if your partner's pretty much up there on the success scale, then those are the type of people that they're attracting. They're probably attracting what I call poachers.
Yeah, right.
So whether you're a man, woman, gay, straight, if your partner's successful, check his phone.
Yeah.
Or her phone.
There's something about a man that's in control, that's doing well. It doesn't matter how he looks. It's like he's a chick magnet automatically. I think I was watching Notorious, right? Sometimes I stay up late watching B.I.G. I've seen it several times. He's a rapper, by the way. Old school, back in my day. And I'm like, man, he just instantly became this chick magnet. And I'm like, how? You know?
Stop
but
it.
It's just power. You know? It's like women love
he's successful.
Power.
Yeah. That's why it's not about
way to carry yourself, yeah.
But I'm like, man, the clothes off.
Stop
that's
it.
A problem.
Be nice.
Hey. You know, but some people. But you know what? Success is attractive.
Yeah,
it is.
That's
it is.
Why for you, young viewers, young listeners out there, just remember, success is attractive. So you don't have to look good. Be successful, and you will sound. You will probably attract someone.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not about looks. So.
Without a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that not a lot about looks thing, but I get it.
I do too,
I
Dr.
It.
Pam. I do too.
I don't know why you guys are very attractive women.
No. I'm talking about me being attracted to a successful, terribly looking.
Oh, come on. Donald Trump.
I would never do Donald Trump.
But
never.
He's had a lot.
No offense.
He can take me out to dinner.
But he's had a lot of women.
He has. I asked that question.
And that's
question.
Why I said I can't understand it, because he would never have Dr. Pamela.
He doesn't seem to be
Dr. Rhonda either.
He would never have me. Would he have you, Dr. Sony?
Don't ask me that.
Look at, she's like, I'm thinking about it.
My husband may be listening. No. Nobody. My pastor might be
listening.
No. Mm-mm. He can't have me.
That's right.
Mm-mm. I am Chase.
We know.
But you know, for $1 billion, I can imagine anybody.
I know, right?
Hello.
I can imagine anybody's face.
Even a blindfold.
Oh, man.
Just keeping it 100. I mean, but you know, Flavor Flav had a reality
show. Oh,
how many women were after him?
You're right.
And some
sorry,
beautiful
Flav.
Women.
I know you're a great guy, but I'm sure I'm not saying anything that you don't know.
I mean, ugly people know they're ugly. They know. You know, we all ugly to somebody.
All
right?
of us.
I don't know about me, though.
I don't know. Jamal in the third grade called me ugly.
See,
no,
I
he didn't.
Call me
and
ugly
slapped
too.
Him. You should have said, you don't know a diva when you see one.
Don't know. And now he in my inbox. What?
Inboxing. You beautiful.
So, you know, those are something psychologically speaking about.
Yeah,
that's true.
Being attracted to people and the power.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and as we get closer and closer, I just have to put this out there, is that whole, where is the sisterhood? You know, where is that whole loyalty to sisterhood and women banding together and standing together?
Them hoes ain't loyal.
Oh, there you go. And there's the answer.
There's the answer. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
plain.
So we're looking to the wrong people to be loyal.
Yes,
right?
You can't ask the mistress to be loyal. I'm telling you, we didn't, you know, especially if you're wife. And one thing that bothers me, and here's a tip from Dr. Diva. from Sony. If you're a wife and you find out about the mistress, you never call her. She's the one who did not make vows to you.
Right.
Right.
So her loyalty isn't to you.
Exactly.
The person who made those vows to you, that's the person you need to go to. So that's my tip.
So true. I mean, I just think the mistress is just not a part of the equation at all, because he participated.
Right.
It doesn't matter who started it.
Hmm.
He participated.
So talk to your partner.
That's right. And in my opinion, you don't honor me. If you do something like that, you're not honoring me, and I'm worth being honored.
Hello. So we're going to move into doctor's orders, and that's, you know, we're going to give you some orders, some tips. So we'll write you some prescriptions. First and foremost, women, ladies, you shouldn't drive yourself into insane thinking about what your husband or your significant other is doing, but instead work on what you can control, because you're going to make yourself go crazy if you're constantly worrying. And if you have to be in a situation where you're worrying like that, find out if it's your own internal issues or if there is truly something happening in the marriage that or the relationship.
And I say, in the workplace, govern yourself properly. You know, watch out. If you know that women are your downfall, don't go to the one-on-ones with people that you're attracted to. Don't mix alcohol into the equation, because, you know, you go out to dinner afterwards, everybody drinking, everybody crazy, right? And, you know, just keep those relationships where they're supposed to be if you're married.
And just for your peace of mind, understand that if your partner's ex is still calling, most likely he or she's calling because he or she's still getting an answer.
Right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So don't always think it's her. It could be your partner. And, you know, last but not least, people are always going to get hurt.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter whether you are the side chick or you have a side chick. Somebody is going to get hurt. So always think about what's at stake.
Yeah, it's really important. And, you know, really thinking about your partner's needs. You know, if you're, rather than being paranoid, focus on your relationship and satisfying your partner's needs. And hopefully that's being reciprocated. In a healthy relationship, it will be. And if you're finding that that's still not working and there's still kind of apprehension about whether or not they're being faithful, it's not what you want to be in anyway. So,
right.
You know, there's a lot of things that you want to think about when it comes to whether or not your relationship is healthy.
And I think, you know, if your partner is just being, you know, he's losing attraction for you, do something different. You know, go get your hair done. Don't come home. Go get your hair done. Or, you know, put some makeup on. Wear some better clothes. I mean, do your part.
They usually like French maid outfits.
Okay. Hello.
So, I don't care who you are, gay right. or straight. A French maid outfit
does it every time.
Yes.
So keep the conversation going. Yes. Don't stop here. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, or go to our website. We are the Doctor's Divas. This
yes.
is Dr. Sony.
This is Dr. Pamela.
This is Dr. Rhonda.
And thanks for joining us,
because we think
smart is the new sexy.
Tune us back. Tune us in
every
next
Thursday,
week.
Right. 11 a.m. Eastern time, 8 a.m.
Pacific Standard Time. And if you in between that, do the math.
That's right. I'm in the middle.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Divas Radio Show. Please join the Dr. Divas again next Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We want to see you back here next week.